Last time we looked at the position of the Maral in Nisiv HaBitachon, who appeared to espouse the Shita that we attributed to the work of the Ramban of the Rivash, the Rishon in HaEmunah VaBitachon, that with proper Bitachon, a person can essentially get anything that he wants or accomplish, create a situation where Hashem will grant what he sees as what he sees is the right thing, what perhaps objectively is the right thing, with the caveat that in the case of Hillel coming home to town and seeing a burning house in the distance, that there is a distinction between a precipitous instant calamity where such a thing would not befall a proper Baal Bitachon, and an incremental situation of Ra, which could befall even a Baal Bitachon. So we noted that that at least goes halfway in dealing with the problem of how does a proponent of this position of Bitachon understand the fact that bad things happen to good people. Just one, and the two rayas that he brought to this position were the famous episodes of Nachum Ish Gamzu and of Rabbi Akiva. So just to note, that I saw in one of the contemporary Sfarim on Bitachon entitled Emuna, sorry, entitled Bitachon v'Hishtalus by Rabbi Avram Weinrot, which was also translated into English relatively recently. So he thinks that the not like the Maral, that these two episodes actually reflect the two different perspectives on Bitachon, that the Nachum Ish Gamzu model of Bitachon is the Ha'emun of a Ha'Bitachon model of Bitachon, where Nachum Ish Gamzu was absolutely convinced at every step of the road that everything was going to work out for the best, and there was never any Havamin in his mind that that wouldn't be the case. As opposed to Rabbi Akiva, where it's true that ultimately, in the end, everything worked out for the best, but Ba'asher Husham, and he was in the city, and no one was willing to take him in, and when everything happened to his rooster and candle, etc., so in that moment, that wasn't clear to him that that was for the good. That was all in the big picture in retrospect. So he thinks that reflects the other, the Chazon Ish, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Chovas HaLevavos model of Bitachon, that we trust everything that Hashem does is for the good, but we don't necessarily know, or everything that Hashem does is bashkacha. We don't necessarily know and can't direct how that's all going to play out. But for today and perhaps the next time, we'll try to address a little bit some of the issues with and how to deal with the issues and the questions that are raised by the Ha'emunah v'Ha'Bitachon perspective in Bitachon. And for that, there's another contemporary sefer entitled Bitachon Ish, written by a Rav Avraham Goldberg, Yerushalayim Tavshin Samach Beis. So in Perek Ches, he devotes to the topic Be'er Dargas HaBitachon Ba Adam Batuach Mikol Ra. So how does Bitachon work in a way that would ensure that a person is not going to encounter any Ra, which is that approach of the Ha'amunah v'HaBitachon. So he begins with the Gemara Brachos Daf Samach, the Maisa of Hillel HaZaken, and he poses the question, how is it possible that a person can have such bitachon to be absolutely convinced that nothing bad is going to befall him? Don't we know that there are plenty of tzaddikim who experience yisurim? So he quotes the Perish Hagon on Brachos, so that which is quoted from the Gaon, who writes as follows: Yesh mefarshin shabitachon haya she'ein atzah. Basis. That bitachon that he'll experience, that the crying is not coming from his home. So it can't be that it was impossible that such a tragedy or calamity would befall him. There are plenty of tzaddikim that have tzaras. That he had a mindset that it wasn't, the tsar wasn't in his home. So he had bitachon that it's possible it would befall him, but he had a certain mindset that it wouldn't befall him. So he had a certain midas habitachon that this bad thing is not going to happen to him. But still, so does that mean that for people that things do happen to, that they don't have that level of bitachon? So in the Sefer HaMaspik L'Ovdei Hashem of Rabbi Moshe Rambam, which we only have parts of most of the, it's the Sefer written in Arabic, so we have a translation of parts of it that survived. I believe that the majority of the Sefer, what's believed to be the Sefer, doesn't exist. But he quotes the following from Rabbi Avraham Moshe Rambam, HaMaspik L'Ovdei Hashem, who poses a question and then suggests an answer. So let's pull up a little bit of this on the screen and look at it together. So he writes, Al kol panim, ein safek, ki Yaakov Avinu alav shalom nimnal eila sheisigus madregas habitachon liyon. So it's impossible to say that Yaakov Avinu did not have the highest level of bitachon. V'dayecha masha kasva Torah l'dosav, ketzad hider atzmah hanah mikinyani olam hazeh shel Yitzhak Aviv, v'shel Avram Zekeno, v'yatsim v'yashav, v'l'charen v'maklo, holech ragli, lo behema lo lirkov aleha, v'lo char v'lishtavos imo, v'lo chayr v'lahagim v'al atzmo, k'moshe namar ki v'makli avarte seyardein. So Yaakov Avinu was willing to live in a physically compromised existence. He didn't have much to his name. And he nevertheless continued on. The afki kaze haya bitchono nisyare me'alim oslavan v'harim levroach milvanov. And yet, even though he seemed to be a bal bitachon, he still had certain fears about what would happen to him at the hands of Lavan and later Esav. Ubetshuva zeh she'elas Lavan lamenach beisel levroach hishivu leimor ki amarti pendigzolos b'nosayich me'imi. So on the one hand, Yaakov Avinu ostensibly seems to be a big Baal B'tachon. On the other hand, he has concerns. What's going to happen with Lavan this week, etc.? What's going to happen with Esav next week, etc.? V'shmuel av l'shalom ein zeh min adin min ha'emes lomer lav shelo hayla B'tachon. And same thing with Shmuel. Shmuel was concerned about his safety. Eliyahu HaNavi was concerned about his safety and with the threat of Izebel. So how is it possible that these people did not have proper bitachon? So says Rabbi Avraham Moshe Rambam, Mikol dvar me'ela nimsa nilomed ad kama shavanasi magas, ki bitachon kazeh, shu bitachon benisim lo nishmu ubechaste alo'ak gedolim shemalasam krov alamayse neis, Yitachin rak b'schus ruach hakodesh u'b'mitzvos elokim. So that level to assume that there's going to be a nay, so that only exists by those who are infused with ruach hakodesh, where there's some kind of a nevuah that indicates that kind of salvation. B'lachem kol od lo hisig hanavi. So until such time as a Navi receives that positive nevuah that things are going to work out, so then he has a legitimate concern that maybe things are not going to work out for the best. So Yaakov Avinu, until he had the assurance from the Malach, was worried that Esav could harm him. Because it's true, that level of bitachon, that a person has absolute assurance and absolute certainty that nothing bad is going to befall him, that is only a product of nevuah. So if a person has such a positive nevuah that things are going to work out, so then you have that highest level of bitachon. But short of such a nevuah, there are no such guarantees. So, and then he goes on. Ach emunas hanavi betchono bechazon hamiskalilo eina mitzias zos mechlal hayasonik bitachon. The af niskafos is chusal lefanavias alav scharo muftachlo kamoshen emar behemin bashem veyachsheveh lo sedaka. So that's a higher level of bitachon, where something is represented by Navi, that things are going to work out. So in the context of Hillel, there we go. He writes. Uliitim Yara La Oved Hashem, Levid Hashem, ki migod albanaso kdushaso, tivu enu hargasha mukdemes beeze inya. So sometimes you could have a situation where you don't have a formal nevuah, but an Evid Hashem, someone who has that relationship, has a certain hargasha, has a certain premonition about how things are going to work out. Umikorach hargasha zu yiftach b'davarahu kifi amala hashlishis dahainu shehu batuach legamri meira afapish ba'aseyu hisgalus nevuas mamish. So you could have a situation which is short of nevuah. You don't have a formal nevuah that things are going to work out, but an Eved Hashem has a certain sense that everything's going to be okay. Kamashim esuper al-hel azakein Kifia Kasa B'Talmud, and of course, Akamar. So Rav Menashe Rambam says that kind of bitachon, where a person is absolutely convinced that, assured that things are going to work out okay, everything will be safe. So that only exists either where a person has a nevuah to that effect, which is not really relevant to most ordinary people during most times in history, or one step lower than that nevuah is where a person is an Eved Hashem that could have some kind of a premonition, some kind of a sense that things are going to work out, which is a ke'en hiskalus, ruach hakodesh of some sort, short of nevuah, where he's comfortable proceeding on that basis. But short of the nevuah or the ke'en nevuah, so this position of Rabbi Avraham Menashe Rambam is that then bitachon doesn't mean, or a person doesn't have that level of assurance, that just because he has the proper emunah mindset and is totally reliant on Hashem, that everything is going to work out for the best. And then you understand why even Yaakov Avinu, until the point that he got in the nevuah, so as the Ramban writes repeatedly, he was worried shema yigamachet, because he had a legitimate concern. He wasn't lacking in bitachon, but bitachon doesn't provide, short of a nevuah, that kind of absolute assurance that everything is going to work out. And that caveat that if you do have a nevuah, then you can have such assurances, that the Chazon Ish acknowledges as well. The Chazon Ish, when was the Maspik Lo Avdei Hashem first printed? I don't know, you could probably check on the internet. But I don't know if the Chazon Ish had it or looked at it, presumably, or you know, likely not, but the Chazon Ish writes himself in towards the end of Perek Beis, Yesh Od Mimidas HaBitachon, Ki Al Boteach Shor Ruach Kodesh, Umislava imo ruach oz hamavasro, ki omnam yazrei Hashem. So there is a level of bitachon where a person could have a ruach hakodesh, and then have a certain assurance that Hashem is going to help him. As David Melech writes in Tachanelai Mechanel lo yirali bim to come alai mechamav bezosanei boteach, v'zeh inyan mischalif l'fi malas haboteach v'rav kacha. And that's something that would be present depending on the level of bitachon and the level of kedusha of the individual in question. So even the Chazon Ish's more conservative approach to bitachon acknowledges this caveat that you could have a person with a certain, definitely a nevuah or ruach hakodesh or something at that level that could give him assurances of the positive outcome, which is not the norm for most people. And in this Sefer Bitachon Ish, he quotes from the Orchas Rabbeinu, the stories of the Stipler, that the Chazon Ish told the Stipler once, and when he was in Minsk during the First World War, he was once walking in the street, and suddenly the army closed off both the entrance and exit to the street, and they were looking for everyone's papers. And if you didn't have papers, the consequences would be could be quite severe, and the Chazon Ish didn't have any papers. But he continued walking as normal, and none of the soldiers stopped him, and no one paid any attention to him. And the Chazon Ish related to his brother-in-law, the Stipler, that he was sure that Hashem would make sure that nothing bad would happen, because at that point he made a Kabbalah to learn Maseches Erevin Be'ia. So you know, he points to the story as evidencing that which the Chazon Ish writes in Emunah Bitachon, even though Bitachon for the Chazon Ish does not mean that you have a assurance that everything's going to work out well, just that we know Hashem controls the world. But if a person is on that darga that he feels he has a premonition, he has a calm feeling that things are going to work out, Hashem's going to protect him for that reason. So that is a level of Bitachon that the Chazon Ish acknowledges as well. There are those that that take bitachon to the extreme, beyond the qualifications of Rabbi Avraham Menashe Shel Rambam, that even without a nevuah and even without ruach hakodesh and even without this kind of understanding of a gadol that things are going to work out, that any normal person with that level of bitachon can have assurances, if he has a proper bitachon, that things are going to work out properly and there's nothing to worry about. So that, for example, he quotes here from Mitzel Velazhner, who writes, Ken Yavuar, ki abotech b'kadosh baruch hu b'leiv avshalem, eino yare mi pachadosh mu'ar rav, eino choshish midavar. A person with proper bitachon doesn't need to worry about anything. And he quotes the Maaseh Hillel as evidence of that. Without qualification, a real Baal Bitachon doesn't need to worry about anything. And that the position most famously espoused by the Alter in the Vardik, who writes in his Madrega Sa'adam as follows. That was the Hakdama that we saw in the Ha'amun of Habitachon. That sometimes even a Ma'amin is reluctant to or doesn't have the proper Bitachon because of his anava, and that was Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu was wrong. He says there wasn't on the highest level of bitachon, not like Rabbi Avraham Menashe Shel Rambam. Ube emes chisar bebitachon, and that was taka chisarin that Yaakov Avinu had. Kmo shebi Ramban, apasuk betach b'Hashem v'asei tov. Betach b'Hashem afilu rasha ata, that even a rasha can be a baal bitachon. Ki afilu rasha betach b'Hashem chesi tzavenu.
So
So the author of the Vardik writes that simple reading the Ramban, he understands, was that Yaakov Avinu was faulted for worrying Shema Yigram Achet, because had he had the proper bitachon, that wouldn't have been a concern. According to him, that if a person really has the highest level of bitachon, then there's nothing to worry about. And in Echonami, there were even the greatest of the great may have been lacking in bitachon, and that was a chisaron. So just conclude, yeah, Jeremy.
Would Rav Avraham ben Arambam say that if there was like a nevuah from the Torah that promised that we, or a Chazal that promised that if we would do something, Hashem would have our backs, like Shluchei Mitzvah Einu Nizakim, would that be included as if someone was a gadol and had nevuah? Meaning, it's a guarantee from Hashem that we received. That makes sense.
And you have to figure out what qualifications is this for Shluchei Mitzvah and Nizokin, because it could be that to be makhnis yourself a malkum sakana may be problematic even in the context of Shluchei Mitzvah. I don't know. There may be internal qualifications even to something like that. I'm not sure. If you're reluctant to take the approach of the Alter Nevardik to fault the Avos and say that the Yaakov Avinu is acting inappropriately for not having the proper bitachon, and yet you take that approach that any person could be a Baal bitachon and with the proper bitachon be absolutely assured that everything's going to work out okay, then how do you understand Yaakov Avinu? So in this sefer Bitachoni, she quotes from the Lechem Shvav Yachlama, Rav Yashiv's grandfather, the Mekubal, who writes as follows. One second. Second, trying to pull it up here. Okay, here we go. Hare Roy, who is the Cholmamin. Lios nachon libo, batuach b'Hashem she'yizkala tov al kol ponim v'lo yishtane mipnei kol chas v'shalom. So a Baal Bitachon should have emunah and belief that everything will work out l'tov. Ratzalomar ki lo levad b'avtacha mefurash, ela gam ein avtacha mefurash. Not only if there's a avtacha mefurash like Rav Raman or Shlomo Rambam, but even without a mefurash avtacha. Hinei me'achar she'yeshnam kama p'sukim b'Torah. Since there are many psukkah that indicate a person should have that bitachon, so in essence, the fact that there are psukkah that indicate that a person should have bitachon and habateach b'Hashem chesed yisov evenu. So that's lo gar from a specific nevuah, because you have a general haftacha that everything's going to work out okay. And that's filu rasha b'teach b'Hashem has bitacha. So how do you deal with the Yaakov Avinu situation, or how do you deal with instances where apparently their individuals did not express this level of bitacha? So then he writes the following suggestion. The Ein Laharer al kama kedoshim erishonei rishonim shesavlu kama tsaros veros v'lamo lo ishtamshu heim b'minyas habitachon v'az hayu nitholim b'vadai. Achdor, kimid acheres haisa behem. Kimehem shekiblu es yisurim ba'ava al derech sham Rabbi Akiva. So there is some who accepted yisurim ba'ava. Below ratzu lahatrid al konem sheyaser ritzonim bedafka, and they didn't want to be matriach hakadosh baruch hu, so to speak, to do what was best for them, or what they thought was best for them. V'chein hine yesh beza odin yan elam. Sometimes Hashem has some other cheshbon to bring a gzeir against the tzaddik, independent of the bitachon that the tzaddik professes. So in that situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes a person's bechira and instills fear in that person, so that the person is unable to have that midas habitacha. And that's then how you understand Yaakov Avinu. That even if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have a cheshbon that a person, a tzaddik, needs to suffer yisurim, but if that tzaddik really had proper bitachon, that would win out. But Kadosh Baruch Hu creates a situation where that tzaddik is unable to have proper bitachon, and then the gzeira from a Kadosh Baruch Hu can kick it. So that's how he walks this fine line between not ascribing any lack of bitachon to Yaakov Avinu or to those tzaddikim who experienced Yisurim, and yet allowing for the fact that bitachon in its most pristine form can guarantee positive results.
So he lost his bechira?
That's what he says.
Like the ego.
Like the ego, like Paro.